For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT-WPHT-HD-WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will...
Broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, what a disaster Stormy Daniels was in court yesterday. I mean, man, it was bad for the prosecution. And if the judge's daughter wasn't making all this money off the trial, you got to think to yourself, this probably should have been ruled a mistrial based on everything that was said on the stand that had nothing to do with the case. Welcome back. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. As we are on Wednesday now, hard to believe. We're just cutting through the week here. Saturday, of course, the big Trump rally in Wildwood will be at Mulligan's Shore Bar for our watch party. Hope to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great day together, and I look forward to that. It'll be a blast. Yeah, the reaction from Stormy on the stand yesterday, all over a range of different legal minds weighing in, but basically it all comes down to this. It was salacious testimony that had nothing to do with the case, nothing to do with the merits of whether or not this was a legal expense versus a political expense, a campaign expense, and was just purely done to humiliate Donald Trump. But in the process, exposed this judge for who he is. Because the judge said, you know, he said, I would rather these things have not been said in my courtroom. But I don't think we've actually reached the point of a mistrial yet. Now, the judge's daughter, as you know, is making all kinds of buku bucks off of this. And there's a clear conflict of interest with this. In addition to that, the prosecutors are all Democrat donors, too. But I was thinking about this. You know, I'd heard this story about the judge's daughter making money, and I hadn't really focused too much on it because I thought, well, let's see. Let's see what happens. Let's see. Trump can't talk about this. Let's see if there actually becomes an issue where you can say there's a clear conflict of interest here and that the judge should have recused himself or made a decision that would have been detrimental to his daughter. In which case, then, he's not doing his job as an impartial jurist. And I think yesterday was that day. So in case you don't know, the judge's, not the judge's cousin, not the judge's niece, the judge's daughter is a fundraiser. She raises money for Democrat campaigns. Now, people that do this for a living do quite well. You can do very well because you get a cut of the vig. You get a cut of the action. So whatever that vig is, you get a little piece of the vig. You know what I mean? And it's a nice thing. It's nice. Nice work if you can get it, because you make a percentage off millions and millions of dollars. Millions and millions of dollars. Two major Democrat clients of the daughter of the judge overseeing Donald Trump's trial in New York have raised at least $93 million in campaign donations and used the case in their solicitation emails. Now, this story is from the end of March, New York Post. So by now, they've probably raised even more money. But think about it. Here you have Juan Merchan, the judge, sits there yesterday. Stormy Daniels goes on and on about all these salacious sexcapades that may or may not have happened. And the judge says, I wish I didn't have to hear these things. But I don't think we've reached mistrial yet. Because if we reach mistrial, that means then his daughter can't use the trial to raise money. So there's a clear conflict of interest here. The gag order against Donald Trump prevents him from being able to speak out against this. I mean, that's crazy. Think about this. She's helping people like Adam Schiff and the Democrat majority raise money. The judge's daughter in the case. Helping these people raise money to go after Republicans and to go after Donald Trump. Okay? And Trump's attorneys, they filed motions to say the judge should recuse himself, and he's not going to. He's going to continue on this case. She's making money off this, and Trump can't even bring that to anybody's attention. Or if he does, he'll get fined and then sent to jail again, or sent to jail, which is what they want to do, what they're hoping happens. But I just find that to be insane. And yesterday was that day where it was very, very obvious to me that a judge who was impartial would have said, this is the prosecution. I mean, the judge admonished the prosecution yesterday for allowing this to go on. And the fact that Stormy Daniels was allowed to engage in this salaciousness that had nothing to do with what's at the heart of the issue, which is whether this payment should have been a legal payment or a campaign payment. Whether or not they had assorted sexual affairs in a hotel room and spanking, and that's immaterial to the case. Now, the process is the punishment, as I've told you. And the whole point was to humiliate Donald Trump. That's very obvious. They wanted to humiliate Donald Trump, and they succeeded in doing that. That's the entire reason why this was allowed to occur. That's it. So now that the judge has allowed that to occur and everybody sees this, you see it for what it is. It was disastrous for the prosecution. And I think if Trump is found guilty, and I don't think he's going to be, but if he is found guilty, there's your appeal right there. There's your appeal. The judge's daughter's raising money off this case at millions of dollars. She's making money off this case. And the judge had an opportunity now to shut this down and didn't do it. Here's a clip. Judge was noticeably uncomfortable while Stormy Daniels testified about sexual encounter with Trump. Noticeably uncomfortable because he realizes that this should not have been happening, that it's immaterial to the prosecution, it's immaterial to the case. But I'm sure his daughter can send out another fundraising email using this to maybe get some more money. Cut number three.
It was noticeable, Jake. I mean, I took a moment, and you have binoculars when you're in the room because you want to be able to really see their expression to know what you're reporting out. But given there are no cameras, and truly there should be cameras because it would make such a difference if everyone could experience what a few of us have gotten the privilege of experiencing in that room. He was noticeably uncomfortable as she was going into some of the details. Really, it was Stormy Daniels' prerogative here, though. I mean, the prosecution was asking her pretty open-ended questions. Tell us about that interaction with Trump, or explain what the two of you talked about there. And she would take those opportunities to go into intense detail. I mean, it was incredibly detailed. I'll say that, Jake. And so there was a question where the judge was, you know, there was this intense moment, a few moments where they were asking her. She was going into this really uncomfortable detail. You could see Trump and his attorneys talking. He was passing notes to them. Finally, Susan Nicholas, his attorney, started objecting repeatedly. And instead of doing what he has been doing throughout a lot of this trial, where the judge has kind of rejected their objections, he was sustaining them. He was going along with them. And he took a moment to say something to them and to ask, after the brief morning break, to ask the prosecution to make sure that they were keeping her to answer just directly what is at the heart of this case. They clearly did not want it going out. And then, of course, that is what Trump's team was complaining about, Jake, when they got back in the room.
Now, realize the judge is probably sitting there conflicted, thinking to himself, all right, this is I shouldn't allow this to occur. I should probably shut this down. but my daughter's going to be ticked. I mean, she's going to be really upset. She's raising buku bucks for the Democrats off of this trial. And now I've just given them even more ammo to put in their emails. I don't know particularly what emails were sent out. I'm not on their list, you know, for these various sleazeballs like Adam Schiff and the others who are running for the U.S. Senate. But she represents the Senate Majority PAC. She represents all these different Act Blue, all these other little kooky groups. And they're using the trial as a way to go after and raise money. And then she gets a VIG. She gets a cut. This is not the judge's niece. This is not the judge's cousin, not the judge's roommate in college. It's the judge's daughter. And Trump can't even go out there and let people know about that. And this whole time, this entire trial, I've been waiting for the moment where it would become very evident to me, very evident this judge could not be objective. I've been waiting for it. And I graded the guy on a curve. I did. I graded the guy on a curve because I didn't want to jump up and say, you see? Yesterday was that day. Yesterday was that day where a reasonable, objective person could look at that and say, these details had no purpose in that courtroom, none whatsoever. They're immaterial to the case. They're immaterial to the prosecution. This was just done specifically to humiliate Donald Trump. And that judge let it occur because he's biased, because the judge has given money to Democrats, the prosecutors have all given money to Democrats, and his daughter is making buku bucks off of raising money for Democrats. Yesterday was that day where the line was crossed to a point where you go, this clearly now is a judge who cannot be objective, period, end of story. This case needs to be overturned on appeal. There's your appeal right there. And this gag order is so unconstitutional. The fact that this conflict of interest exists and the guy who's being tried in court can't go out there and let people know about this, that's insane. Here's Jonathan Turley. As he put it, it's baffling that the judge created this dumpster fire. But it's not really that baffling if you think about it. Trump gets humiliated. That's the point. His daughter now has more ammunition to use as she raises money for Democrats. So it's not that baffling, but the judge did expose himself as being the partisan hack who is incapable of being impartial. And that's really the true dumpster fire that occurred yesterday in court. Cut six.
He's suggesting now he's going to ask the jury to pretend that they didn't hear it, so they could just unhear it rather than hoping that it was unsaid. Of course, that's not going to work. But what was baffling is that the judge created this dumpster fire that went off in his courtroom. It was the defense that said there's no reason for this witness. She's not material to the case. The details of their alleged trip doesn't have any bearing on the crime. The NDA is not in being contested. The question is how it was denoted as a legal expense. So the testimony was entirely irrelevant, and the judge refused to narrow this testimony the way that the defense suggested, if not disallowing it. And then he expressed surprise when this porn star went into lurid detail. And keep in mind that she said that she was coached by the prosecutors. They wanted this to happen. I mean, this was not just to humiliate the president. They wanted to poison the well with the jury. And they know that the likely penalty from the court is going to tell this jury, just pretend you didn't hear all that stuff, which obviously is impossible.
Yeah, you can't unhear certain things. You know the old saying, you can't unsee that. You can't unhear something like that. You can't just go na 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 boo boo and not hear it. That's not how it works. Not when you've got lurid sexual details from a former porn star going on and on about their potential possible escapades. The judge needs to be removed from this case. This case needs to be over. I mean, this case is beyond a sham of justice. Now, the good news, of course, is that in Florida, the classified documents case, as we told you yesterday, that was the breaking news on the show. That case is over. That judge has delayed that indefinitely. And that means that that case will not be heard prior to the election. Oh, and the corporate media is very upset by that. Oh, they're so sad. They're really sad that another case is crumbling before their eyes. You know what else is crumbling before their eyes? Georgia. Because today, Trump got another win. And that is that the appeals court in Georgia is going to take a look at Fani Willis's ability to remain the prosecutor on this case. And if the court rules that she is conflicted, which the court should rule that she's conflicted because she hired her boyfriend, Nathan Wade, to be the lead prosecutor and paid the guys $700,000 and went on fancy trips with him, then that means that the case then gets turned over to a board in the state of Georgia that will select a new prosecutor. That takes some time, and it's very possible the new prosecutor could just turn around and say, I'm dropping these charges. This is ridiculous. So Georgia's done. This case in New York is an S show that is so completely and utterly salacious and disastrous that it's a farce. The classified documents case is over. January 6th, that case, well, there's several rulings that still have to come out around that case, too. And depending on what the Supreme Court does with presidential immunity, if they remand it down to the lower court, that's going to delay the process even more. So their whole dream of getting Donald Trump in prison before the election is not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Now, it's possible Trump may spend the night in jail because he's going to probably wind up violating one of these gag orders. Because I don't blame him. I mean, the anger, they're not in court today. Wednesday's the one day of the week they're not in court. But the anger that you would feel in this situation, I mean, think about this. If you couldn't let people know that the judge's daughter is raising money off this case to help Democrats, help your opponents, you couldn't say that to people without risking spending a night in Rikers Island. Just think how you'd feel over that. And it's not just me. I mean, everybody's saying this. Abby Phillip on CNN said it seemed that Stormy Daniels has a personal vendetta. She doesn't think this helped the prosecution in any way with their case yesterday. CNN saying that. Cut number eight.
I do think Stormy Daniels, the way that she conveyed that, you know, Trump is going to make the argument, and I don't know what his lawyers are going to do, but he's already been making the case. This is a concocted case to dirty him up before the election, to make him seem bad in front of the American public, even though there's no, like, legally illegal thing that happened here. That's his argument. I don't know that Stormy Daniels helped the prosecutors in batting that down, because she seemed to have a personal vendetta against him. It may be justified, but that's what it seemed like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And part of the reason is because she owes him over $600,000 in that defamation lawsuit. So there's a clear axe to grind here against the guy. And the other thing is, she's also lied. She's either lying about the affair or lying about lying, or lied when she said that it didn't happen. So she's an admitted liar. It's just, I mean, the whole thing's a joke. But this judge and these prosecutors writing checks to Democrats, and then the judge's daughter making money off this. Come on. This is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So the Georgia court is going to review whether Fawny Willis can remain on the case or whether there is a conflict of interest. This is a big win for the Trump legal team. I'll give you some details on it straight ahead.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
You know, I love Dana Perino. I do. She's one of my favorite people. She's gotten me back into the world of Fox News. But she kind of, I don't know, a little, kind of stole one of my classic lines last night on Gutfeld. Have you had a chance to watch the skit they did last night on Gutfeld?
I did. It was pretty funny.
It was very funny. So here's a little pretext, a little context of this. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, was supposed to appear on Gutfeld last night, and she canceled. Now, there's nothing worse than when a guest cancels at the last minute, because then you don't have, you know, that's you're just one of those big no-nos. And Gutfeld decided to then do a mock interview with Dana Perino playing the role of Kristi Noem. Perino is a huge dog lover. Like, if you ever follow her on Instagram, 90% of her posts are her dogs. She loves her dog. She wrote a book about her dog. She's all about her dog, and she's a huge dog person. So she particularly was kind of the perfect person to play this role. And I thought it was very funny. I thought it was a very funny skit. But there's a line in there she uses. The Scioli Army will instantly recognize when they hear it, instantly. Of course. And you'll go, whoa, hey, Dana, don't you think, you know, Scioli should get a little credit for that? So the next time I'm on her podcast or I see her in New York or something, I may have to make a comment about that. But it was pretty funny. And I don't know, it's just been Doug Burgum is the governor of North Dakota. He may be on the show Friday, we're told. He may possibly be joining us on Friday, which is great. It'd be good to talk to Doug. And he yesterday made a lot of news over the rattlesnake killing, but rattlesnakes and puppies don't exactly rank up in terms of cuddliness. Nobody likes to cuddle with a rattlesnake. Except my daughter. Actually, my daughter Claire has a snakey. She's got a stuffed snake animal that she sleeps with. Isn't that kind of weird?
Why? I thought kids were afraid of snakes.
Not my daughter. She wants a pet snake.
I bet she votes for Doug Burgum.
Well, she's 7.
Well, when she gets older.
Oh, when she gets older, you think? Yeah. Yeah, no, she wants a pet snake. She has Snakey. We went to, I don't know, some aquarium or something, and she could pick out any stuffed animal she wanted. And they had cute little penguins and, you know, dolphins. And she picks up this big giant snake and goes, I want this. I said, all right, Claire, you get snakes, Snakey. And she sleeps with Snakey every night. So maybe she would be the one to be. Yeah, she's a Burgum girl, I guess, my daughter. But with the exception of Claire, I don't know how many other people cuddle up with snakes, find them to be cuddly. You know?
That's a good point.
Indiana Jones hates snakes. My mother hates snakes. Mama Scioli's terrified of snakes. Terrified of snakes. If we see a little garden snake on the sidewalk or something, we can't tell my mother. She freaks out.
I don't blame her. And for the record, Doug was eating the snakes too, which might be even weirder. But
and ripping their heads off.
Yeah, but snakes are a delicacy, like alligator. There are some things that are delicious, and snakes are one of them. I mean, it's food, you know. But nobody eats dog unless you're in North Korea.
I don't think they eat much of anything in North Korea. Unfortunately,
strict diet of corn over there.
They eat dog. I'm telling you. Trust me. This is not a stereotype. They eat freaking dog. It's like they eat bats in Wuhan, apparently, allegedly. You're supposed to say that. Not the lab leak theory. That's racist. But you're supposed to say people eat undercooked bat burgers, and that's not racist. I can't figure it out. I can't keep track of this stuff. Here's a little bit of the Gutfeld skit last night, and you'll instantly recognize the line that. Well, you know what? Let me save it because maybe we'll do it during Nonstop Talk because it's a little bit of a longer clip, and I want to be able to comment on it. And we are loaded up today because we have Caroline Levitt joining us, right?
Yeah, in like 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes. All right. So let me hold on that. Let's turn to Georgia for a moment, where the case of Fawnie's Fanny has now taken a turn as the appeals court said, yes, we are going to review whether or not there's a conflict here and she should be able to remain on the case. Her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, Nathan Wade, is an idiot. He really is. He made a claim about when their love affair ended. All right. When their love affair ended, he was on ABC's Good Morning America. And the thing about this is, you know, sometimes when you have these extramarital affairs, sometimes there's love. Sometimes it's all about just knocking boots. In this case, it was about all of the above, plus also him making $700,000 and then them going on trips together. But, I mean, who's keeping score at home, right? Cut 23.
And so what were you thinking in that moment?
Again, you don't plan to develop feelings. You don't plan to fall in love. You don't plan to have some relationship in the workplace. That you don't set out to do that. And those things develop organically. They develop over time. And the minute we had that sobering moment, we discontinued it.
That sobering moment that you realize you were in love after having a torrid, passionate love affair? Is he suggesting that they never actually knocked boots? Because they admitted that they knocked boots. So this is at odds now with Fawnie's version of events, completely now at odds with this. Nathan Wade says he doesn't think he's done anything wrong. He feels like he's been treated unfairly. Cut 24.
Greatest misconception about you.
Issue surrounding my divorce. It's a difficult thing to watch and to hear. Watch and listen to your life play out before the American public inaccurately.
Ultimately, as we sit here today, do you feel you've done anything wrong?
Oh, wow. I don't feel as though I've done anything wrong. I feel like I have been, I guess, in my silence, I've been treated a bit unfairly, a bit harshly.
Aw, poor guy. Yeah, narcissists never think they've done anything wrong, by the way. And he doesn't think he did anything wrong by cheating on his wife and having an affair and did nothing wrong by then having this huge conflict of interest in the case. Nothing. What did he do wrong? Come on. One could argue that all of those things are wrong, but there's another level of this that's wrong, which is that the taxpayers of Fulton County, Georgia, were hoping that you would be able to give the best case possible, and that's not the case, because Fawnie Willis brought him on because he's her boyfriend, not because he's the best prosecutor. And she has an obligation to the people of Fulton County to bring the best on if she's going to prosecute a case. She did not do that here. She also refuses to testify before a Republican-led Georgia Senate committee. My prediction is Fawnie Willis is going to be removed from this case. That's my prediction. And then this is over, as it should be over. Good riddance, goodbye. And the left is going to be very upset that neither she nor Nathan Wade could keep it in their pants. Cut 25.
Will you appear before a Georgia Senate committee without a subpoena?
Well, first of all, I don't even think they have the authority to subpoena me, but they need to learn the law.
So will you appear, yes or no?
I will not appear to anything that is unlawful. And I have not broken the law in any way. I've said it, you know, I'll say it amongst these leaders. I'm sorry folks get pissed off that everybody gets treated evenly.
All right. Okay, all right. Actually, Georgia law does have the ability to oversee the prosecutor in this case. Listen, if you're still holding on to that winter weight, it's time to shed that fat and get ready for the warmer weather of spring with NJ Diet. For over a decade, they have helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as effective as weight loss injections, and without any of those nasty side effects. Plus, I was talking to somebody about those injections yesterday, and they were saying that, you know, once you go off them, you gain the weight back. It's not the right way to do it. It's why a lot of countries have banned them. But NJ Diet is different. It's all natural. There are no shots. There are no hormones. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, and Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. Get slimmer before the summer, before you're taking your shirt off at the beach or the pool. Memorial Day is only a couple weeks away, so get started today. NJDiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, Saturday's a big day. Wildwood, New Jersey, the big rally. I'll, of course, be hosting a watch party at Mulligan Shore Bar. And it's great to have my friend Caroline Leavitt join the show. She, of course, is the National Press Secretary for President Donald Trump's reelection campaign. Hello, Caroline.
Hey, Rich, how are you? Mulligan's watch party. That sounds much more fun than the rally. I might have to see if I can come on over.
I mean, we'd love to have you, absolutely, but I'm sure you're going to be busy, you know, being the press secretary and all. You might be a little preoccupied. So,
yes, I will be preoccupied, but we're very much looking forward to Wildwood on Saturday night. It's going to be wildly fun. It's going to be a huge crowd, and it's right on the beach. So it's going to be a really fun event, and we do still have some tickets left. If anyone's listening and wants to join us Saturday night, you can go to DonaldJTrump.com to sign up.
All right. Well, that's what I was going to say, because I think that if you I've been to a rally before. If you've never been, you need to go. And this is very unique because it's outside on the beach, which is so cool. And I think that really, and Mulligan's, you know, doesn't hold a lot of people. So, I mean, this is a big area. You should go to the rally, get your tickets at DonaldJTrump.com, because it's going to be an unforgettable experience. And Congressman Jeff Van Drew is going to be there, and you never know what other surprises. So, it's going to be fun.
Yes, it is going to be fun. Look, Trump rallies are always a blast. If anyone has not been, like you just said, you got to get yourself to one. It is so inspiring and honestly hopeful to be surrounded by thousands of like-minded people, conservatives. There's always such great camaraderie amongst the crowds at these events, which is really, I think, a lot of people find very rewarding. They always leave in really good spirits. And then, of course, you get to hear from President Trump directly. And I can tell you, we are cooking up a really good message. Our team, our speechwriters are making sure we're going to be focusing on the issues that people in New Jersey are facing, which is a unique message because this is, you know, the first time we've done a rally of this size in the Garden State. So we're really looking forward to it. And again, people can go to DonaldJTrump.com to sign up. I think doors open at noon. And so it's an all-day affair. Bring your friends, bring your family, and it's going to be a great time. And it's a great setting right on the beach, literally. So it's going to be very cool. It's a unique rally for us, and we're very much looking forward to it. I can tell you firsthand, the president is very excited about this one.
Okay, if you do need me to come out and speak at all, I can always duck out of Mulligan's. Just text me and let me know, and I'll be right down there. Just easy to do.
Hey,
no problem.
I will be taking you up on that.
And you know, Caroline, I'm glad he's going to talk about the issues. You have a lot of Pennsylvania people there as well. Wildwood is as you know, it's a huge destination for people to come and visit from Pennsylvania to the shore. So I know there's going to be a ton of Pennsylvania people there. The must-win state of Pennsylvania. so critical. And of course, the president does not have the ability to be out on the campaign trail because of what's happening in New York, which is just outrageous. It's so ridiculous. It's so unfair taking him off the playing field like this. So I know he's going to be fired up Saturday night, and I know he's going to bring the thunder because this is his chance. I mean, he gets, what, 2 days a week to be able to be out there on the trail in the general election. It's unbelievable, Caroline, that they're doing this to him.
It is. It's outrageous, and it's a travesty of justice what we're seeing. And I've been in that courtroom with him many a days throughout this trial, and it is dirty, it's disgusting, and it's no place for a former president who has never committed any crimes. It is just so sad to watch this happen in America. This is third world banana republic stuff that we're witnessing. But President Trump continues to forge ahead, and you know, it makes these rallies that much sweeter because people understand what he's been going through. They're so excited to see him and to clap for him and cheer for him. And like you just said, Rich, you know, it's we only get to do this a couple times a week now. So when we do, it is just so exciting and fantastic. And the president stands up there for, you know, nearly 2 hours talking directly to the people, bringing his jokes like he always does, and then also talking about Joe Biden's terrible policy and his vision for America for the next 4 years. It's why he's fighting so hard, even through all of these witch hunts coming from Joe Biden's regime. So, again, we're really looking forward to it on Saturday, especially because, to your point, it'll be the first day out of court all week, and we're very much excited about that.
Yeah, and the weather's going to be nice. It'll be a great day down the shore. It'll be unforgettable. And you probably saw, Caroline Leavitt, that John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, came out. He said he doesn't even understand what these trials were all about. And he said he doesn't think anybody understands it. Nobody's talking about it. I mean, they have made such a strategic mistake by doing this to the former president, and they fired up the base. I've never seen people so fired up before than they are right now. And we got great news out of Florida yesterday, great news out of Georgia today. The tide is turning in his direction, I think, in every way, which is good. But we need the momentum, and we got to make sure that momentum is sustained from now until November.
Absolutely, yes. And we did have a big win today, the appeals court in Georgia deciding to overlook and review the Fannie Willis case, which our legal team has long said Fannie Willis should disqualify herself from the case based on her alleged misconduct. But that also, this case should be dismissed entirely because it has no basis in the law. It's very important. Now, we also had good news in the classified documents case. And look, this was a very fair ruling by Judge Eileen Cannon. CNN is having a meltdown over it, but she's ruling fairly. It's Jack Smith that is acting unfairly, trying to expedite this case well before it should be heard. There's hundreds of thousands of documents that need to be reviewed, and this guy wants to force it because he wants to bring it to trial ahead of the election. These people don't care about standard legal proceeding precedent or real justice. They just want, again, to interfere in this election. That's what all of these cases are about. But we are fighting. We're fighting back hard, and we're winning on the merits, and we're winning on the truth because we have truth on our side. And ultimately, President Trump is going to be vindicated of all of these crimes that the Biden White House and the Democrats have concocted against him. And he will be vindicated on November the 5th when he wins the election by an overwhelming margin, because to your point, we have momentum on our side with voters as well, because they're seeing these cases for what they are, and they're also remembering just how much better their lives were under President Trump's leadership a few years ago.
I think you're so good at your job. You do a great job, and you've got a very cool job being the national press secretary and dealing with the media all day. But I'm sure you have to deal with some of the, you just mentioned CNN, for example. You must have to deal with some people, I bet, Caroline, that at the end of the day, you just shake your head.
Oh, Rich, I'm shaking my head all day long. If I showed you my inbox, my campaign inbox on my mail, you would not believe it. This is what we do all day long. We spar with these hacks. They come up with their own conspiracy theories that they want to push. We fact check them. They still don't include the facts in the stories. We provide them statements about the truth. They'll run half our statement instead of the statement in its entirety. I mean, it's a shame to really see firsthand what goes on in the mainstream media, the reporters that work for these mainstream outlets are sheep, and they're just following the commands of their very liberal and partisan bosses who run all of these mainstream media networks in the country. And that's why we have fake news, and President Trump has said it for years. The fake news is arguably the biggest problem we have in America. If we had a truly honest media, no one would vote for Joe Biden. No one would ever vote Democrat again, because they would just see how corrupt the regime is and how corrupt the Democrats are. And the mainstream media just serves as their propaganda for them. It's really unfortunate. It's a tough job, I will say, but we work for a tough boss on Team Trump who takes it to them every single day, and we follow his lead and we punch back. And that's why, you know, we're so strong. We have a strong leader in President Trump who never quits.
DonaldJTrump.com. Get your tickets. Go to that rally. You're going to want to see it. You don't want to miss it. Caroline Leavitt, my friend, thank you so much. And we will talk again soon. Great job.
And I can't wait for the rally. And if anyone sees me there, please say hello. I look forward to seeing everyone.
Thank you, Caroline.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so Dr. Mike Veneria, my buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. You know the difference between Dr. Mike and these other chain dental offices out there? It's a level of care. That's what it is. We're approaching that time of year now. We call it special occasion season. Graduations, showers, weddings. If you're getting ready for a special event, don't forget your smile. It's going to be in all the pictures. So get your smile special occasion ready by making an appointment with Dr. Mike today. I've been telling you about Dr. Mike for years. My entire family goes to Dr. Veneria because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is simply unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations, and that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. So if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you won't be disappointed. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free dental consultation today. And if you already had an estimate for complicated dental work, get a second opinion. 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Wait, I get to keep going here?
Yeah, you got a couple more minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, you checking the clock here?
I just assumed I would be taking a break, right? You said, I okay.
Well, you usually take a guest a little later, you know. Usually take it a couple more minutes.
Well, I mean, I had 10 minutes with her. She's busy. She's the national press secretary for the campaign. She's
got a lot
to do.
But you've also done segments where you've hung up on the guest and then you keep going for a little bit.
Yeah, but you said Juvenaria after Caroline, so I went right into Veneria. I didn't get a chance to vamp. Now I'm all confused. Everybody's confused.
You can still vamp.
I can't vamp.
Why not?
Because I don't normally vamp after live reads. I vamp pre-live read, and then we go to break. Now I got to vamp after a live read. It throws off the whole momentum, the whole thing.
Just yell at Henry for the next 3 minutes. That's always
entertaining. I could certainly do that. That would be fun.
Look, it's not my fault you can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
He's just asking for it.
Honestly, he really is. He really is.
Oh, I can't do this segment. I did the live read.
I've clearly been way too nice to you in this last week, and it's not right.
What about all those Veneria big stories? You practically interrupt your train of thought to say those, and then you get right back into it.
Is this what I get for giving you I gave you compliments in front of your parents. This is what I get? Huh? This is what I get?
I don't understand. His mom and dad are so nice, and then Henry is just Henry.
Yeah, it really makes no sense, but you know what else makes no sense? I'll tell you what else makes no sense. The fact that they had Jeff Toobin on that panel yesterday as they were discussing what a porn star testified in court. Do you think he ever used Stormy Daniels as his inspiration?
I don't want
to
know.
And would he have to disclose that? Like, if he's on the panel discussing Stormy Daniels, and let's say that's the video he was watching that day on Zoom, would he have to disclose that?
he certainly should be disqualified from having the conversation on television, right? I mean, he's paid women money to keep quiet about affairs.
So that makes him the expert.
I don't know if you want that expertise on the CNN panel.
And the whole time, everybody on that panel is thinking about this. As they're relaying what Stormy Daniels was saying on the stand, they're probably thinking, Tubin's not going to whip it out or anything, is he? Because, you know, you could see him getting visibly excited in the seat as Caitlin Collins was telling some of the details. And people are like, Jeff, have you ever watched one of her videos? Because, you know, you should probably have to disclose that. Among everybody.
You think that when they show images of Stormy Daniels, they force Tubin to wear like horse blinders so he can't see them?
Well, Trump did call her horse face, so I don't know if that helps. That may not help.
Gonna put a muzzle on him or something.
Yeah, I think more like handcuffs would probably be better. Or hand
no, he'd like that. He'd like handcuffs.
Yeah, it's true. Freaking creep. All the people on the CNN panel looking over at him the whole time thinking, we're talking about a porn star and salacious details with this creep. The irony is just amazing. All right. Joe Biden's trying to win back black support. Can he do it? Is it possible? Probably not. We're going to talk about that as we continue. Plus, the lesser Cuomo is back. Why is he back in the news? I'll share that with you. And the real question, of course, is just how disastrous is the story about RFK Jr. going to be? And what is the purpose of the New York Post bringing this out? I will explain straight ahead.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.